When someone you love passes away, there's so much regret sometimes. And if you're not with them when they pass away, you can also worry about what it was like for them in those moments. And of course, I think most of us are afraid of what it's going to be like for us too. But Abu Bakr talked about an ayah in the Quran, and he asked some of the companions the meaning of it. Companions said that this verse is talking about those who commit no sins. Abu Bakr responded by saying, "You've given it a meaning that it doesn't have. This verse is not about those who don't commit any sins. It's about those who steadfastly believe in God and worship Him directly." In this verse, Allah talks about angels who come. They say, "Don't be afraid and don't be sad, but we grieve. We grieve." The pain of losing someone is a pain that never goes away. It might be less sharp every single minute, but it's always there. And sometimes with that, there's regret, just immense regret for not having been able to say goodbye and for not doing more while we had the opportunity to. But I want to share with you what Noha Ash-Shuqairi shared with me. She shared that goodbye is not in a moment. It's in a lifetime of exchanging acts of love and expression of compassion. I think all of us are going to regret that we didn't do more, couldn't do more. But knowing that we tried and that that person knew that we loved them, that is so much greater than just a moment of goodbye. It's so comforting to know that the one who created us is the nurturer. He is the source of love and the source of peace, that He orders angels to be there to comfort us in that moment. And the verse is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ